towering contradiction. I stride amongst the buildings, naked, for no clothes fit. I crouch in the shadow of a skyscraper. My fingers curl inside the shops looking for food. I pull out a bunch of bananas that are barely bigger than my fingernail and swallow it whole. All around me the streets are deserted. Tiny sirens sounded. People fled screaming. I'm not sure what they were so bothered about. I was only minding my own business. So now I pick myself up and brush off the little cars that have embedded themselves in my skin. They fall as if in slow motion. Crushed windscreens rattling in the air. Child seats falling out, thankfully empty. Small toys ragdoll in their owner's place. I make my way to the park to sit on the soft grass. Birds continue to sing, unbothered by my presence. I take a tree and uproot it. First, I carefully shake it so all the squirrels and birds can escape. Then I pull off its branches one by one, making it into a little stick so I can use it to scratch my back. The last time I tried to scratch my back on a building, the whole thing came down, so I am trying to be more careful. Over my head I hear jets streak by. One of them begins to fire bullets, bombs and missiles at me. I try and gently catch it in my free hand, but it's like trying to swat a fly. After a while, it's spent, and with me bored of these annoyances, I stroll down to the seaside. I decide, on a whim, to swim to France. I hope they don't mind, but I seem to have misplaced my passport.